All right, we're talking about how we can help our brain, our heart, our bodies overall be healthier. All right, so how about this one? And notice, tell me if you pick up on a recurring theme as we talk about these foods and or beverages that can help us. All right, how about nuts and chocolate? Nuts and seeds are good sources of the antioxidant vitamin E, which has been linked in some studies to less cognitive decline as you age. Dark chocolate also has other powerful antioxidant properties, and it contains natural stimulants like caffeine, which can enhance focus. So consider enjoying up to 1 ounce a day of nuts and dark chocolate to get all the benefits you need with a minimum of excess calories, fat, or sugar. Recurring themes here. Up to 1 ounce a day of nuts and dark chocolate. So I know some of you like to sit down with that chocolate and eat the whole bar in one day, or eat the whole bag of M&Ms in one day. But you don't need to eat it all in one day to get the benefit. It's better not to. So, okay, recurring themes. How about this? Avocados and whole grains. Every organ in the body depends on blood flow, especially the heart and the brain. A diet that is high in whole grains and fruits like avocados can cut the risk of heart disease and lower bad cholesterol. This reduces your risk of plaque buildup and enhances blood flow, offering a simple, tasty way to fire up the brain cells. Whole grains like popcorn and whole wheat also contribute dietary fiber and vitamin E. Though avocados have fat, it's the good kind of fat, the monounsaturated fat that helps with healthy blood flow. How about this? Man, I was hearing about this just recently. Blueberries. They're said to be super nutritious. They may help protect the brain from the damage that's caused by free radicals, and may reduce the effects of age-related conditions like Alzheimer's disease or dementia. Studies also show that diets rich in blueberries improved both the learning and the muscle function of aging rats, making them mentally equal to much younger rats. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to put blueberries in the mix. How about the benefits of a healthy diet overall? If your diet lacks essential nutrients, it can hurt your ability to concentrate. Eating too much, get this, or too little can also interfere with your focus. It's not just too much food, too many calories in the body, too little calories. Some of you have heard me talk about how there have been times when I was just having a tough time concentrating, focusing. I'd be up doing some schoolwork. And it may be in the afternoon. I don't mean necessarily late at night either. It may be 5 o'clock in the evening. And I would have a difficult time concentrating. And I could tell my brain was struggling to focus. And in many cases, after thinking about it for a little while, I would think, oh, hold up. When is the last time I ate? And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we need to remember. We need to be aware of the fact that when we are studying, our brains are literally burning calories. We are using energy. That's part of the reason that some people don't like studying. It requires energy. So it would dawn on me, hey, I need to get some calories in my body. I would get up and eat. And it might be just a peanut butter and honey sandwich, not even a full course meal. That one sandwich did the trick. I ate it, drank a little bit of water, boom, my brain was back in action. A heavy meal may make you feel tired. Too few calories can result in distracting hunger pains and too little energy. Benefit your brain. Strive for a well-balanced diet full of a wide variety of healthy foods. What about vitamins, minerals, supplements? Well, some researchers are cautiously optimistic about supplements such as ginseng, ginkgo, vitamin, mineral, herb combinations and their impact on the brain, but more proof is still needed. As I've said before, check with your doctor. Many of the reports on the brain-boosting power of supplements like vitamins B, C, E, beta-carotene, and magnesium are promising. Check with your doctor. Getting ready for a big day? Get a good night's sleep. Stay hydrated. Exercise to help sharpen thinking. How many of you recall me saying, hey, we're getting ready to have a pop quiz, so I want you to go ahead and do a few jumping jacks, do a few push-ups, do a little stretching, do something to get that blood flowing. Exercise to help sharpen thinking, and meditate for clear thinking and relaxation. All right, shared with you some of the things that we can do to help our brains, our hearts, our health overall. Do that. Set the example for others. And by doing so, let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.